In logopraxis, we're not trying to get rid of negative states. We're looking to see them objectively. That's a whole different thing. We're not trying to be better people because we can't be better. We come to see what we are, and that's what sets us free from being bound to those things that obscure and prevent the Lord being more fully present in our life. So the issue is not the Lord's presence in our life or the presence of what is good and true. The issue is all the things that obfuscate that. And what conceals it is a belief in ourself as an autonomous, independent being. So logopraxis takes us on a journey with the Word which breaks down who we think we are. And that can be a frightening thing. But this is where we have to trust the Word, that the Word can carry us, because this is what being set free, being liberated from the Egyptians is about. Everything for the sons of Israel in the letter of the Word here was terrifying when this started to unfold. You know, from a natural point of view, it's a terrifying situation. You got Moses stirring up Pharaoh, and it's not going well for Pharaoh. So it just even at the level of the letter, there's this high level of drama and tension. And it's no different when the Word, which is what Moses is, confronts the proprium and starts to draw out its true nature into view. Because this has been concealed from us because of our rationalizations, the states of denial, you know, all of those elements that are there to try and conceal the reality that the proprium is nothing. It has no power other than the power that we give to it through cultivating it and identifying with it. And so the Word is constantly working so that we disidentify with the loves of the world and the love of self. So this is the thing that needs to be pushed out so that the love of the Lord and love of the neighbor can take its place. The reason that we set tasks and make an effort with these things is so that we can see what resists. So there's the teaching that no angel or spirit is convinced of the truth in a moment. They have to wrestle in order to come into it for themselves. So whenever something of the Lord is presented, its opposite presents, and then there's a struggle. This is no different. In logopraxis, you set a task, and what presents? The opposite. Why? Because you have to struggle and work through these things in order for what is of the Lord to become more established in the natural, which is what this is about, so that the things of the senses are pushed out to where they belong, and what is of the Lord rules, or the Word, those principles represented by Moses, rule throughout the whole.